Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, my name is Pete McCall, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of the All About Fitness podcast. Yes, it's been a little bit of time. I took a couple months off, and I'm going to bring you up to date on what's happening in All About Fitness, what's happening in my life, and what I am doing to help you with yours. And specifically to help you improve your life through fitness and exercise. First, I think if you're a listener of All About Fitness, if you listen regularly, you know I started a job at the end of 2021 as a director of education for a relatively large health club company called EOS Fitness. And as I was doing that, I also signed a book contract. I'm working on my third book. It's actually done now. That's why I took a little bit of a hiatus. But I just wrote my third book. And this book is on recovery from exercise. That's a big theme here on the All About Fitness podcast, is not only how do we exercise, but how do we recover from exercise? And over the past number of years, as a fitness educator, I've written articles, blogs, I've done a number of episodes on this podcast about the science of recovery, about how our body responds to exercise, and what we can do to promote the return to homeostasis. So I'm going to get into the podcast here, but just a quick little note on recovery. Right now, at rest, we're listening to this podcast. Well, if you're listening while you're exercising, then you're exercising. But if you're listening in your car, then you're at rest. That's called homeostasis. Anytime you exercise, you disrupt homeostasis. High-intensity exercise is a severe disruption of homeostasis. And in fact, some types of high-intensity exercise have a very significant impact on the immune system. So what my book is all about, what my upcoming book on recovery is all about, is how does high-intensity exercise influence the body's response to exercise, or influence the whole body? And what can we do to promote the return to homeostasis? So that's coming out in early 2023. I was working on that book. At the same time I was working on that book and doing my job, I got a contract to write a textbook chapter. I had to do some work for the National Academy of Sports Medicine, one of the personal training certifications. And so that since I was in the process of buying a car, I took the contract because it was helping buy the car. Anyway, hey, like a lot of you, it's a hustle and grind. I'm trying to keep a number of things up in the air. I got family, I got kids, and look, I just had to press pause on the podcast for a little bit. I needed to get other things done. I wanted to get the book done. Wanted to do some extra work. Got my priorities with work and everything. So the fact is, I am back. It is now late September 2022. I'm recording this episode, and I am back. I'm doing a whole series, actually, and this is very exciting because for the next number of episodes, what I'm actually doing, and I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I'm finally doing it, and when I started this podcast back in 2016, the whole point of starting the podcast was I was working on my first book. I was working on Smarter Workouts, The Science of Exercise Made Simple. And what I wanted to do with the podcast was promote the book. The book came out in 2019. My second book, Ageless Intensity, How High Intensity Exercise Slows Down the Aging Process, that came out in 2021. And what I try to do, what my job as a fitness educator in the industry, my formal job is to educate personal trainers. I work with certification organizations. Now my main job is with EOS Fitness, a growing health club company. So what I do is develop education content. And what I try to do, what my job is to educate personal trainers. So in this podcast with All About Fitness, my goal is to educate you. Is I want to educate you about how to use exercise, and more specifically, how to use exercise to enhance your quality of life. So what I'm going to do for the next few episodes is something I've wanted to do for a while. You're basically going to listen to me read Smarter Workouts, The Science of Exercise Made Simple. So as I get back into producing the podcast, I will be scheduling interviews. I got a few interviews I'm working on right now. I have some great gets. I'm kind of retooling the way I'm going to do the podcast a little bit and the types of interviews I'm going to get to make it a little more consumer-focused. I think looking back on the pod the last few years, I've had a lot of people on who really know the fitness industry, And that's good because one of the things I'm trying to do is I want to give you an insight into the fitness industry. If you sweat, if you enjoy exercise, if you enjoy going to the gym, one of the things I want to be able to do on this podcast is kind of pull the curtain back a little bit so you can understand how the industry operates. It's your money you're spending. You go to health clubs, you spend on personal trainers, you go to fitness classes. I think you should understand how the industry operates. So that's one thing I do on the podcast. But what I'm also trying to do is bring a more consumer focus to help you, yes, you listening, help you learn how to use exercise to enhance your quality of life. I mean, that is my focus. That is what I try to do. I did it in the fitness industry with personal trainers, or I do it in the fitness industry for personal trainers. And what I'm trying to do with my books and the podcast is take my knowledge of what I've been doing, educating personal trainers, and bring that to you. And that's what's so exciting about this. And I'm stoked to be getting back to the podcast. I really am. I've missed you. Yes, I've missed you. I've missed doing the podcast. I love the conversations I have. I'm going to be making a big focus on just overall education so you can learn how exercise works. Now, before I go into reading Smarter Workouts, and I'll explain as I get into that, I have some really exciting news. I think a lot of you know I'm very active. I exercise. I work out 3-4 times a week in the gym. But the other 2 or 3 days a week, I'd love to mountain bike and hike. I live where I do in North County, San Diego, because I got 10 to 15 miles of trails less than a mile out my front door. And so I love being out on the trails. That's why I'm so stoked that I have this partnership now with a company called Gnarly Nutrition. So Gnarly Nutrition, it's key. I've been using it the last month or so. I've been using their performance greens for recovery. I've been using their Hydrate while I've been mountain biking and hiking, and it makes a big difference. I mean, we know that nutrition is a fundamental piece of performing and feeling your best, but where to go for good nutrition? Well, when I got together with the team at Gnarly, I found out they had looked at their products. They have a full range of sports nutrition products, and it really is. Look, I turned 50. That's the other thing I did while I was on hiatus. I'm now 50 years old. And one of the things I've recognized as I get a little bit older, I need more protein. I need supplements now. I really do. And so that's another reason why I'm so stoked. So as a mountain biker, I'm stoked to be with Gnarly. But as somebody who's getting older and needs to gain muscle as I get older, I'm super stoked to be working with them. So they have a full line of sports and nutrition products for all kinds of athletes out there. They're designed to help you meet your goals. They are free of GMOs, free of artificial covers, free from soy, any nonsense. And really, like I said, I enjoy the performance greens. I've been using them for recovery. I enjoy the Hydrate. That one helps me stay fit helps me stay hydrated while I'm biking. So if you want to push your possible, if you want to push your performance, join me with Gnarly Nutrition. And I've arranged a special offer for my listeners. You can get 15%. You can get 15% if you go to GoGnarly. That's GoGnarly.com. And use promo code AAFitness. That's AAFitness. Don't wait. Go to GoGnarly and enter code AAFitness to get 15% off your purchase. And join me in optimal sports nutrition. So let's get on to Smarter Workouts, the science of exercise made simple. And guys, that's one of the things I was doing on hiatus too, was I was developing a partnership. And I'm working on a couple other partnerships. Because I really, as I'm getting the podcast cranking, my goal is to, I want to bring it to more people. I want to help you. And I want to help you understand how to use exercise. And that's why I wrote Smarter Workouts. And I mean that. If you have not listened to All About Fitness before, my job has been educating personal trainers. I write for personal training certification organizations, for equipment companies, health clubs. I do all that fun stuff. And what Smarter Workouts is a compilation of about my 15 at the time when I wrote it in 2017, it was my 15 years of experience of teaching personal trainers. So that's where this comes from. So of course, we're going to start at the beginning. This is basically, you're going to be your book on tape for the next few episodes. I'm going to be reading you Smarter Workouts. So here we are, introduction. And this is Smarter Workouts, the science of exercise made simple. And the introduction is right here. Yes, you have heard that regular exercise is important. Yes, you know that you should probably be doing more of it. I mean, come on, we all know that, right? No matter how much we do, we know we can do a little more of it. And I'm going to try not to segue too much like that. But short of that, how much do you really know about exercise and how it affects your body? You may have a number of questions. What is exercise? Why is it so important? How do different types of exercise create changes in the body? What types of exercise should I be doing? How can I identify the best type for my needs? How often should I be exercising and how hard? Where is the best place to achieve the recommended amount of exercise? Do I need to pay for a costly health club or buy lots of expensive exercise equipment that I'm not going to know how to use? That's why I wrote the book and that's why I do the podcast. Is I am sure that if you exercise a little, if you exercise a lot, if you're trying to restart an exercise program after, you know, years, months, weeks, whatever off, you want to know what to do and how to do it. And who better to come to than somebody who's literally been educating personal trainers around the world? And I'm not going to go through my resume, but that is why I wrote the book. As someone who's been a personal trainer for 20 years and in the business of educating other personal trainers, these questions come up from all the time from people I meet in health clubs and from fitness reporters working on stories for consumer magazines. Yes, it can be difficult to sort through all the information to find accurate, reliable, evidence-based information. All too often, marketers promote a new exercise fad or gimmick without explaining how it works to change your body. If you take the time to learn why exercise is important, the basic science of how various types of exercise apply different kinds of stimuli to your body, and, most importantly, which types you should be doing to help improve your health and achieve the specific results you want, then you will have all the tools you need in order to make exercise an integral part of your life. Sidebar. So in my job as director of education, I'm responsible for helping oversee the education development of a little bit more than 800 personal trainers at about 66 health clubs. Again, that's EOS Fitness. And what we talk about all the time with personal trainers is we talk about the personal trainer toolbox. And what we mean by the personal trainer toolbox in the gym is a different equipment that you use. A kettlebell is a tool, a dumbbell is a tool, a barbell, a treadmill, they're all tools. So when I say toolbox, that's what I'm referring to. So now I'm going to get back to reading. Here's a startling reality. Each and every single individual will have a different response to exercise. No one who makes a living as a personal trainer, strength coach, group fitness instructor, or health coach can guarantee with 100% certainty that exercise will deliver specific results. If anyone ever promises or guarantees that you can get a specific outcome from following their workout program, then your first exercise is to run away, because it is virtually impossible to guarantee specific results. The results you experience from any exercise program will vary based on the types of exercise that you do, as well as a number of other lifestyle habits, such as nutrition, sleep, and overall stress levels. And in sidebar, that's one of the things I make comments on all the time here on All About Fitness. When you hear from the educated PhDs and MDs that I have on the show, they will not give you definitive answers. And it can be a little frustrating to talk to somebody whose career is to research exercise, and they won't say, well, do this, because they don't know. They're always researching. So if the smartest people in exercise don't know, do not pay attention to somebody who claims to really know. We're all learning and we're all discovering new stuff. Back to the reading. The only thing that is known about exercise in the human body is that regular exercise can promote good health and significantly lower the risk of developing a number of chronic health conditions. While lack of regular exercise and a sedentary lifestyle can reduce life expectancy, aging is unavoidable. And the normal biological aging process affects all systems in the human body. See, here in the introduction, I was kind of giving a little precursor. I was giving a little preview of what I was going to write about in ageless intensity. Back to the reading. Evidence suggests that adults with a sedentary lifestyle can expect to experience a more rapid degeneration of bodily functions and face a greater risk of premature death than those who make exercise a regular habit. If you want to maintain good health and add years to your life, and that's years, while giving you the ability to enjoy all of the things that you love to do, then it's necessary to learn how to make exercise a regular habit. We're all busy with work, family, and other activities that occupy our time. Today's overstimulated and automated society presents limited opportunities for physical activity, which is unfortunate because the evidence proves that a lack of regular physical activity can lead to a number of adverse health conditions and preventable diseases. The 2008 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans acknowledges that all Americans should engage in regular physical activity to improve overall health and to reduce the risk of many health problems. Regular physical activity over months and years can produce long-term health benefits. Realizing these health benefits requires regular physical activity each week, end quote. This is an important statement because in it, the federal government acknowledges that regular exercise can be an essential component of experiencing a healthy life with a reduced risk of developing a costly, debilitating, and potentially fatal disease. The guidelines suggest that a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous exercise every week can provide health benefits. And sidebar, and this is true. I mean, for years, and this has been the issue, and I think this is what's intimidated people from starting exercise programs, is that for years we equate exercise and fitness and being in a gym with bodybuilders and people with large muscles and people that look intimidating and scary to us. I think one of the best things that's happened in the last few years is we've kind of changed that mindset. There's been a lot of inclusivity, body positivity, accepting people of all sizes. Because that really, I mean, look, guys, at the end of the day, we only have one life. We only have a certain amount of time on this rock, right? Exercise, this is what I've learned over the 20-something years I've been doing this. Exercise is our means for controlling our quality of life. And that's why I wrote this book. So I'm going to get back to it. So let me see. Okay, so you know now that you can benefit from exercise, and maybe you've tried to start making it a habit, but have stopped for a variety of reasons. One of the more common reasons why many people stop exercising is that they simply do not enjoy it because it's perceived as difficult and uncomfortable. Finding exercises that you actually enjoy, that fit your lifestyle, and that produce results that enhance your overall quality of life can be a challenge. Here's some really good news. You don't have to do any specific type of exercise, nor does it have to be extremely difficult. It just has to be consistent. Consistency is key. I'm going to read that again. You do not have to do any specific type of exercise, nor does it need to be extremely difficult. It just has to be consistent. Right now, you're holding in your hands a number of simple solutions that can help you learn how to enjoy exercise and make it a part of your regular life. Now, I'm referring to the book, but if you have a phone in your hand, what's the stat I saw? A smartphone today provides you with more access than President Clinton had when he was in the White House in 1990. So again, if you have a smartphone, you have access to more information in the pocket or palm of your hand than the President of the United States did in the 90s. That's pretty fascinating. But what we know is that we know now that there's a lot more information about the benefits of regular exercise. So exercise isn't just about big muscles. Exercise, and look, I try not to say exercise is about weight loss because it's not. Exercise about maintaining a healthy body weight. You know, we go up and down, but we want to maintain a healthy body weight. So let me go. Exercise for basic health purposes can help improve the efficiency at which your lungs place oxygen into your bloodstream while strengthening your heart to move that oxygenated blood around your body. In addition, you will be increasing your overall activity to help expend energy, a necessary component of managing a healthy body weight. If time is a challenge for you, keep in mind that it's not necessary to do all the exercise at the same time. Adding 20 to 30 minutes of exercise a day in 10-minute increments could have a positive impact on your health. If you're not that active at present time, adding a 10-minute walk in the morning, at midday, and in the evening can be the literal first step towards improving your health and making exercise a healthy habit. This could be as simple as a walk around the block before getting in the car in the morning, a walk around your building or the block of your work site during the day, and another walk around the block when you get home. When it comes to enhancing your overall health, remember the simple saying, any activity is better than no activity at all. Over the past few years, fitness professionals, the catch-all term for personal trainers, group fitness instructors, and small group training coaches, have become instrumental in helping people learn how to do the right exercises for their needs. If you have the opportunity to work with a good fitness professional, then you know the benefits that he or she can provide. Actually, I'm going to restate that. Then you know the benefits that they can provide. Sidebar, I've had this conversation with one or two of my editors because traditionally you're writing to the third person like this. You use he or she, you use the pronouns as singular references. But the point to my editor, I point to an editor I made the other week, maybe about 2 or 3 months ago now as I think about it. But now as we try to be more inclusive, I'm just writing they. I'm not writing he and she or he or she or whatever, him and her. I'm just writing they and letting the editor make the decision on that. So if you hear me say him or her, understand that that's a 50-year-old brain defaulting to old habits. So no offense meant at all. Okay, if you have the opportunity to work with a good fitness professional, then you know the benefits that they can provide, including helping you establish an exercise program for your particular needs. The first thing the fitness professional should do is establish why you want to exercise and what your specific expectations are by asking a series of questions. A fitness professional should ask you these questions. Why are you starting an exercise program? What are you doing right now for exercise? What are the exact things that you want to achieve from an exercise program? Where will you be doing the workouts? How can you make time for exercise? How are you going to make exercise a regular part of your daily life so you can achieve and maintain good health? And one of the things that I try to coach personal trainers, sidebar here, one of the things I try to coach our personal trainers on is that we really want to help our clients at our gym focus on health, right? We don't want to just focus on body weight. We don't want to focus on fat loss. What we want to do, what I'm trying to coach our trainers to do, is focus on health. Let's promote good health. You know, we know people come into the gym and maybe buy personal training to lose weight or gain muscle, but if we can focus on health, then there are a lot of parameters we can change. So that's really, but getting back to these questions, it's very important that if you ever work with a fitness professional, they ask you these questions. But if you're looking at designing your own exercise program, you need to answer those questions. What do you want to do? What are you trying to achieve? You know, you can't just do the same thing and expect a different outcome. We define that as insanity, doing the same thing, expecting different results. If you're not happy with the results you're getting from your current exercise program, that's why I'm reading these chapters of my books right now, because I want you to understand a little bit better about how to design your own exercise program. Because here's the thing. If you do the same exercise for too long, I mean, we all know what a plateau is. Your body stops adapting. And we need to change our workout program every 6, 8, 10 weeks, every relatively consistent, it doesn't even need to be consistent, but every number of weeks, the exercise program should change. It doesn't need to be every day. It just needs to be different stimulus every, you know, 2, 3 months. And that's what the book is going to explain. As I go through the next few chapters, you're going to learn a little bit more about how to design an exercise program. That's exactly why I'm doing it. Because if you're listening to this podcast, if you listen to the All About Fitness podcast, I'm an educator at heart. I've been doing interviews on the podcast, and I am going to return to doing interviews. But for right now, this has been something I've wanted to do for a while, and so I'm finally getting to do it, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm kind of have a big smile on my face right now because, frankly, I'm looking forward to reading you a little bit of my book. I got two more paragraphs from the introduction, and I'm going to wrap up this part, and we'll move on. So here we go. One of the most important steps when starting an exercise program is establishing clear expectations for what you want to achieve. It is important that your desired outcome match the amount of time and energy you can dedicate to the process of reaching them. Setting a challenging goal, like losing a specific amount of weight or achieving a certain type of appearance, can certainly be one way to motivate yourself to be more active. But if you don't have time to dedicate to the work it takes to reach those goals, and it takes a lot of work, I mean it does, exercise takes work, then establishing more realistic expectations can help you learn how to achieve the process of exercise. Establishing more realistic expectations can help you learn how to enjoy the process of exercise instead of punishing yourself because you failed to achieve a certain result. No one wants to spend part of their day being uncomfortable or in pain, and many people mistakenly have an association between exercise and physical discomfort. Yes, there are times when exercise should be challenging, but it should not be extremely uncomfortable or painful because pain is a signal that something is going wrong in your body. In addition, exercising to the point of pain could establish negative feelings about the experience, with the end result being that you'll find other things that bring you pleasure or enjoyment to occupy your time. The best exercise program is the one that you enjoy, because you'll be more likely to incorporate it as a consistent part of your lifestyle. This book will help you learn how to remove the complexity from exercise so you can identify the types of exercise that are effective and most importantly enjoyable. That should be your expectation from exercise. Learn how to make it fun so it becomes an activity that you look forward to doing. That was always my goal with a client. Anytime I started working with a personal training client, whatever their goal was, my goal was I wanted to get them to enjoy exercise. Because if you enjoy it, you're going to do it. And you know what? I'm not trying to turn out bodybuilders. I'm not trying to turn out super performance athletes. I'm not. You know, over my career, I've been doing this since 1998, so 24 years now. You know, my goal has been to help people learn how to just make exercise a regular habit, enjoy it, right? I don't know why. It's funny. We always joke about this when fitness professionals get together and we talk. You know, we're the ones who we are the ones who enjoy exercise. We are the ones who enjoy getting sweaty. We enjoy physical discomfort. Yeah, I don't know if it's in our genetic code. I don't know what it is, but we are the ones who enjoy it. And it's kind of hard because sometimes we have to take a step back and realize we do our job. We've been fitness professionals. We're personal trainers because we enjoy sweating. We enjoy doing that. And we have to remember that you don't. We have to remember that our clients don't particularly, may not always enjoy exercise. And that, think about that. As you think about, one of the things I wrote this book for, and one of the things I try to challenge people to do is evaluate your relationship to exercise. Why do you exercise? There's a reference in there to punishment, right? And that's one of the things we've been really, in the fitness industry and in the instructor community, there's been a lot of conversation the last 3 or 4 years about, let's not punish ourselves with exercise, meaning let's not say, hey, we have to burn off the calories. Hey, we have to, you know, get ready for the big weekend, get ready for the big game, get ready for the big party. No, we shouldn't punish ourselves. We shouldn't use exercise as a punishment. Instead, we should look forward. Let's exercise so we can enjoy, be healthy, be strong, be fit. Let's exercise so we can go out and do what we want to do. Let's exercise so we can go play with our kids and be with our family. That's why we should exercise. Anyway, that was the introduction from Smarter Workouts, The Science of Exercise Made Simple, my first book. And frankly, I don't mind reading it now because I'm actually going to start revising it. I'm going to work on the second edition coming up here in 2023. My book on recovery will be coming out in 2023. And then in 2023, I'll be starting to work on the second edition of Smarter Workouts. They'll probably drop in 2024. So now I have 3 books out. I'm not going to do any other exercise books. There are a couple other books I want to work on. There's actually a screenplay I want to work on, but I probably won't get to that till I retire. But anyway, hey, it's great to be back. It is great to be speaking with you again. And for the next few episodes, like I said, I'm going to be reading from Smarter Workouts. If you have it, you can follow along. If you don't have it, because what I'm not doing is I'm not going into the exercises. The exercises are all in the detail. If you don't have the copy of the book, there'll be a link below in the show notes. You can pick up a copy. It's a great resource. It helps support the podcast. I don't do Patreon. I don't do a paywall or any of that stuff. I don't want to keep content from you. My goal is to help you learn how to use exercise to improve your quality of life. And that includes nutrition and supplements. Because as I said, I mean, the reason why I partnered with Gnarly Nutrition, with Gnarly Sports Nutrition, is because as I did the research for recovery, for the recovery book, I realized how important protein is for, I mean, we should be taking 1 gram of, I mean, I knew this, right? But especially turning 50 this year, it's kind of seeing that between riding ageless intensity, riding recovery, turning 50, reading through the science, and understanding that my body needs more protein now, I am super stoked to be with Gnarly Sports Nutrition. And again, go to the website. The website is GOGNARLY. Use code AAFITNESS. AA Fitness to save 15%. Look, if you want to support the podcast, that's the way you can do it. I'm not going to lock content behind a paywall or do any of that nonsense. You can pick up a copy of Smarter Workouts. You can go to Go Gnarly Nutrition. There'll be information down below in the show notes, so you hit the links for all that. Hey, look, I missed you. I did. And it is so, so, so good to be back. You're going to enjoy the next few episodes because it's going to be you're going to learn physiology, you're going to learn exercise science, and my goal is hopefully you learn how to design your own exercise program. And then I'm going to be getting back to interviews, and I am working on lining up some phenomenal interviews. So hey, with that, as usual, if you want to stay in touch with me, reach out to me, Pete at PeteMcCallFitness.com. My Instagram is all about fitness podcast. I need to do a little bit of work on that. I haven't been posting much. That's been a nice thing. But Instagram is all about fitness podcast. All the information down below in the show notes for how to reach me and all that fun stuff. And really, thank you for stopping by. And I do look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.